welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I happen to be Doug Steffen. He happens to be Ken Kessler. Jennifer Horn usually is with us during this hour of the program, but she's on a different assignment for the next couple of weeks. So it's up to us to stir whatever it is in your mind, in your heart, and wherever it is that you go when you hear things that are going on and that disturb you, make you happy. What is the important news of the day today, and how do you react to it? 888-302-3684. Maybe I should go more slowly because there are new people, Kenny, who are listening. 888-302-3684. You can actually pick up on the numbers by going to the website, DougSteffen.com. I don't believe we have them posted, though, on our Facebook page or at Twitter, do we? Our phone number?
I don't think we do. We say it so often, I forget.
So should we put it there?
I'm going to put it there right now.
What an idea. Meanwhile, while you were there, you want to translate some of the things that people are, in terms of our file, are saying about Syria. We did earlier on ask the question about Syria, whether or not it's different from Iraq, and if so, how so? Any response to that? Or in general, there isn't much changing. Sometimes there's a new approach to the information, because now we have President Assad, who talked to Charlie Rose last night, and the President's been all over the place on various network news programs, and will present his case tonight. The Russians have proposed that Syria hand over their chemical weapons. Seems to me if they do that, that's an admission. Well, they have them, so did they use them? And if they didn't, is there a split between Assad and the military? I think that's an interesting sort of sidebar question that may be pretty important here. But in general, I'm more interested in what people listening to this program in America are saying and thinking. So go ahead.
Tim has a question I think that you'll like. I wonder how many in Congress own Raytheon stock.
Aha. Or stock in any other of the military-industrial complex is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joanna says something needs to be done, and she guesses that she's in the lower percentage of all the polls. She says those people need help from not only the U.S., but from the United Nations.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes? Yeah. They do need help. And the United Nations is appropriate. As far as our involvement by ourselves, All right, what else? Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. And so what's the reason for Assad staying in power? He obviously doesn't have a mandate other than with the military, and the military seems to be split, as I said a few minutes ago, and it may be that they are responsible for the gassing of civilians. So he'll have some credibility if it's proven that he didn't order these strikes himself. Right?
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Pat says that the president is going to appear very busy over the next couple of days about this whole thing, but if he wanted to act on it, he would have already.
3 weeks into this, Secretary of State Kerry taking on the administration's line about the red line, saying, as President Obama did, that the red line was not Obama's but the world's. Secretary of Defense Hagel warning that if it isn't stopped, Hezbollah, which is working on the ground to support Assad, would also be able to acquire chemical weapons. The back and forth between members of Congress, predictable, and so on and on it goes. There are other groups that may be involved in the civil war. There are people who you've never heard of before, groups you've never heard of before, but people who are in there, some of the Christian missionaries, some of the Sunni Muslims have been there. There's ransom, people being kidnapped, violence against civilians, torture, murder. These rebels have been killing government soldiers right and left. So you don't really know unless you really probe into this what actually is going on. But the bottom line basic question is, do we get involved in the fight, because this is basically a civil war? So if we go in there under the pretense of protecting the innocent, the children, which is what the president has said, are we doing the right thing? Anybody getting their mind changed? That's a question and a half, I think, Kenny. In terms of what you thought last week, or the week before, or the week before that, and the question as it's presented today, whether Syria is different than Iraq, whether we ought to be involved, are you feeling more sympathetic toward the president's cause or case, or the case of those people who have been gassed, or not. Changing your mind, thinking. That's really what Obama's all about, changing your mind. But why? Still remains the question. Why? The Russian proposal to hand over chemical weapons presented by the foreign minister, Mr. Lavrov, put the idea forth to Syria, expected a positive answer, and he got it. The White House reacted with skepticism, as you can imagine. Mrs. Clinton said that it would be an important step if President Assad gave up control of the chemical weapons. She said it's a fluid situation, and so on and on it goes. And where it stops, where do you want it to stop? I'd like it to stop kind of like now. You're getting a little tired of having these conversations because it seems like we're just, everybody's getting upset about this and getting worked up about it when there are a lot of things that ought to be dealt with here at home. Yeah? 888-302-3684. Where is the president's attention and where do you think it ought to be? That's the question at the moment. 13 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on the important stories of the day, the things, the news nuggets that you may want to chew on a bit here.
If you're a Shop Your Way member, you can get a coupon to save $1 per gallon of gas when you spend $50 or more on Procter & Gamble products at Kmart, like Tide, Charmin, or thousands of other products. We know you're excited. So excited that we're going to play Europop trance music so you can celebrate.
$1 on gas. That's right. Shop Your Way. Kmart.
Valid 91397. Participating stores only. Void where prohibited by law. Max gallon purchase limit supply. Offer and member details at kmart.com/earngasforless.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes. Your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hey there, it's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins this Monday on NBC.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started.
Office Max has your list covered. K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value Basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more.
Let's get it started.
Office Max, the hot deals start here. Restrictions apply.
888-302-3684 on the Doug Steffen Good Day programs. Tuesday, the focus on Syria here for a few more minutes before we dig around into some of the other things that are happening. David's calling from KTSM in El Paso. David, you're on the air live. Hi.
Hi, I just want to make two quick points. Point number two, this diplomatic initiative is the best thing to happen to the president because it's a lot easier to go to war than it is to hammer it out. And that we should be known as a peacekeeping nation instead of one that's ready to drop bombs. Point number one, I wish the president would have the same sympathy for the debt of Chicago that he has for the people of Syria.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who are making the comparison, if you will, to what's going on in our country. How many people get killed every day in Chicago because it's his hometown. And maybe there's a substance to that argument. 888-302-3684. Francis is in Washington, has had enough.
It's interesting how when we're always on the verge of banking collapses, like in 1929, big world war looms. And I'm not too impressed by the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which is about as undemocratic as you can get, being our big ally. They have a lot to answer for those hijackers on 9/11. I'm disgusted with that. I'm passionate, like a lot of Americans, that are tired of what General Eisenhower warned us about, the military-industrial complex, the big business that runs wars and expects working-class Americans to fight and die. And I'm tired of the media that supports it. And I'm fired up and mad about it.
Good for you. Nothing wrong with that. Get fired up and get expressive. 888-302-3684. Paul's listening in Tennessee to Good Day.
International law says that we cannot go to another country and try to take out the head of that state. That's breaking international law. We don't have a friend in the world to go with us. We go over by ourselves and start a war. We're starting a war. That's what we're doing. We go over and drop bombs. We start a war. That's what we're doing.
Yep, you are right. 888-302-3684. All right, so the president was on a number of the news programs last night, CBS, NBC, CNN, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. President was asked whether or not the military resolution is the last action. Why are we doing this 3 weeks after? Is there any impact to it? Yada, yada. So he'll, I'm sure, go over a lot of that stuff tonight with the address last night. Anybody watch Assad? Actually, I don't think I asked you that. Did you watch any of that interview with Charlie Rose that Assad, where he presented his case and didn't present a very pretty picture of the United States?
Yeah, I caught a couple minutes of it, like a highlight, but I didn't watch the whole. It was part. I don't know if it took the entire hour of Charlie's show, if it was just part of that whole hour. But I didn't really want to give a whole hour to Assad in Syria.
All right, probably wise on your part. 888-302-3684. All right, let's talk about something else that has me riled up. Frankly, other than saying no to bombing Syria, I'm not much interested in the conversation. What I am interested in, for those of you who are new to the program, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and take my farming very seriously, take government involvement and interference in my farming very seriously, and I find it very compelling and disturbing that a large Chinese food company is paying $7 billion to buy out pork giant Smithfield Foods, the largest preparer, if you will, pork producer in the world. China is going to buy it. The United States of America, through its government agency, says, hey, it's fine. Help yourself. There is still a question if the Chinese know how to operate in the regulatory environment here. But you all know the story of the chicken. Last week, the government said it was okay for the Chinese to process chicken. In other words, we grow it here or it gets grown anywhere, sent to China and processed and then sent here to be used as chicken McNuggets or whatever other cheap crap can be produced using chicken. What goes on under the circumstances in the name of your protection? Nothing. No labels. You don't know that the stuff's coming from China. You don't know anything about it. How's that for government performance?
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
As a mentor for the upcoming new season, which starts on September the 23rd. I think, who else, Kenny? We have Randy as a mentor. Are there others beside those two? And what does it mean to be a mentor on The Voice or American Idol or any of these other shows? The Voice is obviously in some ways different than American Idol, but some ways the same. So do we... go ahead.
I was just going to say, a mentor works individually with the different contestants, gives them tips and helps tell them helps them with things they're doing wrong or ways to improve before they head out on stage. And
The poll today at DougStephan.com: who's your favorite judge on The Voice? Blake Shelton, Christina Aguilera, Adam Levine, CeeLo Green, or E. I don't watch The Voice. I don't watch The Voice, and I don't really.
I don't either.
Yeah, every once in a while there's something good that comes out of it, but this is a general consumption thing, as is the comedy from the late night shows. Most every hour on the program we do different things that are entertainment-oriented in this part of the hour, and so now we go back to last night on the late night shows for bits and pieces of comedy that come from Conan O'Brien or Jay Leno or David Letterman or Jimmy Fallon.
Hey, gang, Tokyo's in the news. Yeah. Tokyo has been named the host of the 2020 Olympics despite concerns about the Fukushima radiation leak. It's true. Yeah, that explains the Tokyo Olympics official mascot, a three-headed Hello Kitty. Two of them say meow, and the other one says, please kill me. The United States has issued a travel warning not to travel to Syria, unless, of course, you're a cruise missile. Then I guess it's okay.
have to issue the travel warning. A lot of tourists going to Syria, really, huh? But couldn't get a flight to Afghanistan, not the problem. Iraq all booked up. North Korea just out of your price range, really? There's nowhere else to go.
60% of Americans polled said they don't want a war in Syria. So, you know what that means. We're going to be at war in Syria.
Here we go.
Americans are afraid of long-term involvement. Yeah, and, sure. You know, like George Clooney. He doesn't want it either.
Yeah, Americans are afraid.
You know anything about the evil dictator in Syria, Bashar al-Assad? You know anything about him? Anybody know him? Anybody? He's been, the guy's a wise guy on top of everything else. He's a murderous, evil, villainous dictator. And on top of that, he's snarky. I mean, pick one or the other. We don't need both.
Oh.
This is pretty interesting here. A new study has shown that video games are beneficial to the elderly. Yeah. I think they have some mind, hand-eye coordination. I don't know what's going on. But anyways, now video game companies are actually starting to make games specifically targeting older people. Take a look at some of the games here. First one's Grandpa Theft Auto. That's very fun.
That's a good one.
Here's a great one here, very popular. This one's called Grouchy Birds. Interesting. Very upset.
Good.
And the last one is very, very popular. It's called Shawl of Duty right there. That's very...
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rita Cosby, coming right up.
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Cosby. What do you think about the way Mayor Bloomberg threw a dart and a fit by attacking the federal judge for ruling that his policy of stop and frisk was unconstitutional and a form of indirect racial profiling?
I would rule with Mayor Bloomberg, and I'll tell you why. He's got some very powerful numbers in his favor. 1990, there were 6 murders a day in New York City. Today, there are an average of 1 a day. For the most part, I will side with law enforcement, and I think they have to have that tool. We want to keep this city safe.
First of all, I'm struck by the breathtaking arrogance of the mayor's response. The problem they had in this case was that there was a ton of evidence of racial profiling. I don't think the judge had much choice, but when we're oversimplifying it, because they're still allowed, the police are still going to be allowed to stop and frisk.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Rita Cosby.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time. normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tuesday, September the 10th, we're 1/3 through the month of September 2013. I'm Doug Steffen here to update you on some of the important stories of the day here with the Good Day twist on it and them. Ken Kessler is here with me in this hour. Also, Jennifer Horn normally joins us with her pithy comments on what's going on, but she's on another assignment. So it's Kenny monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. Plus your calls and comments, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com or dial in 888-302-3684. Get you in on the action. And frankly, it's my preferred as a person who's been on the radio for quite a while. This is the 25th year, by the way, for some of you who are new to the program, of the Good Day Show on the air, second only in longevity to the Limbaugh Show in terms of syndicated radio. And as a result of that, over the years, we've had lots of different ways of approaching some of the issues of the day and discussing some of the things that are important to everybody. I find it amusing to go. I'm not a reporter. I'm not a journalist. I'm a guy who talks about things with you. And what I like best is an engagement that brings your emotive response, especially when it comes to things like Syria and the pluses and minuses, the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs of it. You have your own strong feelings, and they're every bit as relevant, perhaps even more relevant, than a lot of the crud that you hear from some of these people who are supposed experts on various talk radio and talk television programs. So help yourself to letting your feelings come through at 888-302-3684, no matter what the issue is. So, yep, Syria, more Syria. President tonight, maybe that'll change the landscape a little bit. We'll find out tomorrow. Meanwhile, other things going on in the news, including trouble for George Zimmerman. There was a 911 call. It seemed kind of frantic, actually. George Zimmerman's sobbing wife said that he was threatening her and her father with a gun and feared for her life, so please come. And then hours later, after police came to the house, which is in an Orlando suburb, after speaking to her attorney, she changed her story. The police chief in what is it, Lake Mary is where he lives, right? Said she never saw a gun. She and her father, whom she said Zimmerman had punched in the face, were not interested in pressing charges. Police later said they didn't find a gun on Zimmerman's person. So what's the story here? Zimmerman back in the news since his acquittal in July of all the charges involving Trayvon Martin. Beside the divorce filing, he's been pulled over twice on suspicion of speeding, got a ticket once. He's also appeared in photos at a gun maker that were published online and assisted members of a family from their vehicle following a car wreck. The dispute involving Zimmerman, apparently not uncommon for them. They're in the middle of a divorce. We all know anybody who's been through a divorce, things get testy.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, according to his lawyer, this guy Mark O'Mara, he had never threatened anybody with a gun, never punched his father-in-law. Shelley Zimmerman, the wife, has collected most of her belongings from the house. She moved out. But apparently she showed up unexpectedly to get some more things, and the emotions got out of control, as again they do under circumstances like this. The lawyer says that Shelley was saying something to the operator that heightened the emotions. There's pushing, there's touching, there's whatever. What does that mean? Is this much ado about nothing? Perhaps. 888, but it still is interesting. You know what goes on in these circumstances. You know that people love to hear stories about other people. For example, Sharon Stone yesterday was on the talk on CBS telling the story about sleeping with Jay Leno.
Uh-oh.
She made the revelation as part of the Big Secret segment on the show. Quote, "It's not like it's a dirty secret," she said. "When I was 25, just moved to America, met my husband, but we were not together yet. We were just friends." Apparently, they went to see, she and a couple of her friends, Leno at a comedy club. And she told her friend that she thought Leno was very nice, very funny. So they began to prank call him. And he said that he liked my voice. One thing led to another. He came to my house, and then we had a fling. The fling was more of a fling for me and not a fling, apparently enough of a fling for him. Leno was a good kisser, but she couldn't remember what the rest of it was like because it was so long ago. I wonder what Jay will have to say about that. 888-302-3684. Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join me in a moment to talk about this study that proves that all these graphic anti-smoking ads have caused tens of thousands of people to quit. Dr. Ron Hoffman on Good Day in a moment or two or three. Meanwhile, many of you heard the story yesterday about the Van Gogh that was in an attic. 6 decades in an attic in a Norwegian industrialist's home. He was told that it was a fake. So he didn't do much with it. Turns out, whoever said it was a fake was a faker himself, because apparently this canvas is real, and it's the first canvas to be discovered by Van Gogh since 1928. Wow. Experts in the Van Gogh Museum authenticated the landscape Sunset at Montmajour. Is that how you pronounce it? Montmajour. Montmajour. Close enough, anyway. With the help of chemical analysis of the pigments and an X-ray of the canvas. So, what's it worth? It's got to be worth some serious dough, right? 27 by 30 inch depicts a dry landscape of twisting oak trees, that again, Doug, trees, bushes, and sky, done during the period when Van Gogh was increasingly adopting the certain brush strokes that became typical of his work. And it was dated to the exact day. It was painted July 4th, 1888. Wow, that's pretty amazing. The sunset was romantic, Van Gogh wrote in his notes. He said the painting was well below what I wished it was. Struggled with bouts of mental distress. Most people know about him cutting off his ear or whatever. And then he killed himself in 1890. Only thing, this is the most fascinating thing about Van Gogh. He only sold one painting during his lifetime. The rest of them all came into...
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Vincent Van Gogh. All right, so Dr. Ron Hoffman, one of the nation's best-known radio doctors, one of our three experts here when it comes to the medical information that you need to know, here in just a moment on the Good Day program. Let me distract your thinking for a moment away from the news of the day to something that is on many people's minds, especially this time of the day when you're looking in the mirror and you're trying to figure out how to get rid of the puffiness and the bags under your eyes. May I suggest that you try GenuCell, genuine GenuCell stem cell therapy for your eyes. There's new technology involved in this. GenuCell is so powerful because the clinical grade serum that is GenuCell has been made using this stem cell therapy. Guaranteed to show results in 12 hours or you get your dough back. Users can see GenuCell working in 12 hours, not pulling your leg. Yes, 12 hours. Dramatic improvement in as little as a couple of weeks. GenuCell has eight extra ingredients beside this clinical-grade serum that reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness in just 12 hours. Plus, GenuCell uses this patented plant stem cell technology to improve the long-lasting results of getting rid of the puffiness and all of those bags under your eyes. So, here's the solution to the problem. GenuCell. How do you get GenuCell? You call the manufacturer directly, 800-543-9262. Sounds pretty good to you, I'm betting. Right? Sounds good to me, too. 800-543-9262. Many people get up early in the morning, don't get enough sleep. Got bags under your eyes. Kenny, you got a few bags? Puffiness under your eyes?
Not at the moment.
Huh.
I might, by the time the show's over, as I'm getting ready to... Well, it's the end of my day.
End of your day,
I'll be more tired then.
Right. And it looks sometimes like you are tired and you want to not have that look. 800-543-9262. Call in the next 20 minutes and get a jar of Esotique face cream absolutely free. This is a great product as well. Comes from the same company. Help yourself to the best skin care, best results, or your money back. No questions asked. 800-543-9262.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The nation's largest lawyers organization has some words of warning for immigrants. Beware of notarios or so-called immigration consultants. A growing number of immigrants are being victimized by unscrupulous frauds, people who are not qualified to give legal advice. If you need legal help with your status in the United States, the American Bar Association recommends you seek advice from a licensed attorney, not from a notario. New York lawyer James Silkenet is president of the ABA.
In many Latin American countries, a notario is a skilled lawyer. But this isn't true in the U.S., where unethical notarios use false advertising and make promises they can't keep. They often charge a lot of money and aren't qualified to help you obtain lawful immigrant status. In fact, using a notario can permanently ruin your chances for legal status in the U.S.
To protect your family's dreams, use your common sense. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. For advice and information on how to find legitimate legal help, or if you've been a victim of notarial fraud, go to uscis.gov. I'm John Dridden.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello. Welcome to our discussion of what's going on in the world today. One of the big stories has to do with a study from the Centers for Disease Control, the Tips from Former Smokers ad campaign. Has helped a lot of people quit smoking. Here to talk with us about that is Dr. Ron Hoffman, who is a gentleman that's known far and wide. His credentials are, I suppose, far and wide as well, Ron, right?
They're a legion.
Legion!
And notorious.
Yes, well, you're well known. DrHoffman.com is a great website to find all sorts of important health information on how it impacts you. So what do you make of this, the campaign? Was the first national advertising effort when it kicked off a year or so ago. Taxpayers paid $54 million for it. It lasted 3 months on billboards. You heard it on the radio, television, print. And so one wonders, as they crow about the impact of this, did it cause 100,000 to quit? And is it worth that kind of dough to get 100,000 people off tobacco products?
Well, there's actually some question as to whether these ads, which are really gruesome, yeah. Some of them are in print, some are on TV, whether they actually work. I remember the first time I saw one of these, it was around 20 years ago in England, and a guy got on the elevator with me, and he had a pack of cigarettes in his hands, and I looked at it, and half the cigarette package was a picture of someone with their jaw chewed off, you know, obviously suffering from advanced cancer. And I thought it was a joke at first, but then I realized that's the way they sell cigarettes in England. And yet, you know, maybe it's had a small impact on some people who are rational, but it's had the least impact on kids because kids at a certain stage of brain development, apparently, they don't have a part of their brain developed which is associated with risk. So
yeah.
Risk appears trivial to them. They're going to live forever. Mortality is not in question, and it's all for the moment.
So under the circumstances, what do you tell your patients when you see them in your office if they're smokers?
Well, the first thing I do, is, unlike some doctors, I mean, some doctors have a reflex reaction to smokers. They fire people who are smokers or they berate them. I'm a former smoker. I recognize that,
really?
Part of the process is bring them in. You know, don't castigate people because they're smoking, but, inform them, give them the facts, and provide them with tools to help them to reduce their dependency on cigarettes at the very least. I'm a big believer in nicotine substitution. I think people should be taking gum or lozenges or electronic cigarettes for the rest of their lives if they need to, because it's a lot better than inhaling burnt plant material with chemicals and tars.
All right, there's a lot of controversy surrounding these e-cigarettes, though. Some people say there's enough nicotine in them to be as harmful as regular tobacco products, or maybe even worse.
Well, nicotine is addictive, and there's no question that you can get hooked on e-cigarettes, but the research on nicotine per se suggests that it may be somewhat harmful. It may constrict the blood vessels, but on the other hand, it's the other stuff that's in cigarettes that causes the cancer and heart disease, carbon monoxide, various harmful chemicals, the tars that get deposited on the lung surfaces.
Do you think, or would you support outlawing tobacco products, or we're trying to legalize marijuana and other drugs, what impact does trying to keep people smoking, making it illegal, have?
Well, there's a little show that's making its rounds around the Internet, and you may have seen it, Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, right.
It's all about prohibition and what happens when you ban things. So I don't think that's the approach.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in education and getting the facts out to people so that they can make their own decisions.
I'm surprised that you are a former smoker. I don't know why that takes me back a bit, but I'm glad former is used there. My mother died because she smoked when she was 50, so it's a big thing with me. Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com, the website. Good to have you here on Good Day 51 After.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Lots of things happening as usual on the Good Day program. We're here to keep you up to date on things that affect your life, thus the time devoted to technology. Tech Talk time on Good Day with our reporter Shelley Palmer, who talks about Amazon allowing you to buy books for cheaper than what you've already bought physical copies of the book from Amazon. Let me try that one again. Let's figure this out here. Shelley Palmer is going to report to you about Amazon allowing you to buy books cheaper than what you've already bought physical copies from Amazon in the past. So how would this work?
I think there's an E missing. It should. I'm pretty sure this should be e-books.
E-books.
If you've already bought like a hardcover or paperback,
yes,
but now you want it in your Kindle,
yeah,
Amazon will get you a deal on it.
That's clarification. That's a man who's paying attention to what's going on, and now that makes sense. But we have Shelley to make sense of all of this anyway. You don't have to listen to me to have credibility in your conversation later today. If you listen to Shelley, you can tell the story to all of your friends. You'll be the first kid on the block to know all about what Amazon is doing, and we'll hear that story next here on Good Day.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I never thought I could be part of something so beautiful until our little bundle of joy came along. I vowed to always be there to help my wife. I sit down game day, baby. That's my T.O. time with little man cradling him tighter than a running back heading to the end zone and showing him how to become the biggest fan of football. Besides me, of course.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sony. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $11.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval. See store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 10/5/13.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Have you ever bought a book off Amazon and wished you had it on your Kindle too? Launching in October, Amazon's Kindle Matchbook will let you buy a Kindle version of physical books you bought on Amazon, going all the way back to 1995. Not every title is included, but over 10,000 books are currently enrolled in the program, with more on the way. Once the program launches, Amazon will give you the option to buy for $2.99, $1.99, 99 cents, or free any books enrolled in Matchbook by the publisher. Amazon said the program was one of the most requested features from customers and is very similar to another program Amazon launched this year, AutoRip, which gives customers a free MP3 version of many CDs or vinyl records purchased through Amazon. As we move into an almost entirely digital culture, Amazon is doing its part to bring your book collection into the 21st century. If you want in, check out Amazon Matchbook when it launches in October. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's football season at Buffalo Wild Wings, and there's no other place that packs in the action like we do. When there's a timeout during a game, you're watching another game. And when you're not watching that game, you're watching another game. With over 50 big screens, your eyes won't miss any of the action, and neither will your taste buds. You'll enjoy hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, ultimate nachos, burgers, and over 20 beers on draft. Maybe action-packed is a bit of an understatement.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Now, these are championship rings, are not your ordinary rings, or finished with chipotle barbecue seasoning and placed over wedges for a limited time. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports, woohoo! All right. It's hardly a secret that Apple is going to unveil an upgraded iPhone at an event scheduled for today, Kenny. The phone could just scratch the surface, the new phone, of what shows up. It's kind of an interesting thing. iPhone expected to be physically bigger, isn't it? Isn't that part of the deal? And I see something about it having a bigger screen. iPhone, is this the iPhone 5?
There's been lots of speculation about it, but a bigger screen is one of the things.
Yeah. How would you then negotiate that in your pocket? How easy would that be to...
No, the iPhone itself won't be bigger, just the screen will take up more of the front.
How do you do that? There's not much... Isn't there anything... Well, there's a little bit down the bottom. It doesn't seem like there's much room for anything else there. But what do I know? I'm not using one anyway. Hi, Tech Talk time on Good Day. It's 59 after the hour. I'm Doug.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.